Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clifford and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here. Let's poke you in the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. He who had injury.
King Derek the Fifth.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have Tua's brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans. Trevor's on fire right now.
You got to be a trendsetter.
14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
It is The Drive. Good evening. ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay. Derek Piper to my left. Andrew Tay's in the slot today. I think he'd be more probably best served to go just on the outside and throw the ball up to him. He's taller. He's taller than he is quick. I'll put it that. Is that fair to say about my son?
You would know it better than anyone.
He's getting quicker, but just not right now. So I'd rather just throw the ball up, let him. He's six That's foot fine. Or whatever. He can go get it.
Play the A.J. Green role in the offense. Right. It's all good.
I was laughing to you because I'm like, isn't it funny, Derek, from when you started coming into the radio station, even before you had your own show here, of how tall Andrew was to where he is now.
Wild.
It's crazy how and when you see it every day, you don't really – I mean, you obviously sit there and go, man, he's getting taller. I was with both boys today, and I felt like, you know, the elf, basically. And I'm like, well, this isn't fair. This isn't fun anymore. It is cool. It's a source of pride. I'm sure your dad went through it with you and your brother. Is your dad tall? I can't
recall.
He's
about my height, yeah.
Okay, so he's tall. But you and your brother are both tall, and it is a source of pride because you want your boys and girls, whatever. I mean, you want them to grow, and, you know, I mean, we're all about how good of an athlete our kids can be, right? That's or smart, you know, for some people.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. It's not true. but it is funny because then, like, every once in a while, I'm dead serious when I say this. I'm like, okay, I don't like this anymore. I don't like being the short around my kids anymore. It's not fair. All right, your boy, put these on.
Jingle bells.
I feel like I got to get the most out of it as I can. You and I will not be here tomorrow. Christmas Eve, of course. I think Stevie and Diane are doing the show tomorrow morning. And then they're going to take next week off. You and I are going to do the show Monday and Tuesday next week. But then we're going to take a little break. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. Thought we were going to the Gator Bowl. We're not doing that now.
Man.
I know, man.
They're taking Rutgers?
Yes. I think Rutgers said yes. Rutgers, whatever. I hope they get beat 45-0 now. That's what I hope. So we won't be here tomorrow, so this is kind of our last show before Christmas. So as everybody knows out there, we love all of our listeners. We really appreciate it, and we truly love all of our sponsors. And when we play these commercials, we hope that you listen in and for sure use our great sponsors. You know, let's go ahead and make sure that we're using them and supporting them because they're great local businesses and they just do a wonderful job and they're the reason we're on the air. And that's what makes it happen for us to be here. All right, you were there. And by there, I mean St. Louis last night. I saw some pictures from Ballpark Village. I heard some stories from after the game from some of my friends. I mean, it was pretty cool. And, of course, Illinois, the team, did their part to make last night a wonderful night in St. Louis.
It was overdue. They played like a team that was hungry to get that trophy back, and it was funny. You had Kofi walk into the media room afterwards, and he's like, she's beautiful, isn't she, or something like that? Isn't she beautiful? Like, he couldn't hide that smile from ear to ear, not that he necessarily was. And Brad had said, it's going to be a good Christmas this year. I know you referenced that in the first hour, but that's what Illinois should do. This is a team that has really hit its stride, particularly offensively. What they're doing on offense is, it's beautiful basketball. They're moving the ball really well. Mm-hmm. They're unselfish. You got three-point shooters around a dominant big guy. I know that's been a recurring theme here of late, but it was cool to see Trent Frazier go on one of his runs that he's had in that building a couple of different times. Right. As a freshman, he scored 22 off the bench, and that was kind of one of his early welcome to college basketball moments. And then as a sophomore, at 28. I know the Illinois didn't get a win in that one, but when he went back-to-back threes and that – I know you said he was like whispering something to Konza. You would have thought, based on how far out he was.
Goodness.
Like two steps inside the half court line.
I mean, Konza just started clapping.
Yeah. That was cool to see. And yeah, I mean, just overall, the atmosphere of the two fan bases, really Illinois fans, doing all the celebrating before, after, during the game. That was cool. And Illinois actually even won the, I think it's technically the Statue of Liberty.
Because yes.
we got to bring that up. We were talking about on the Illini Inquirer podcast, Missouri. I've seen a lot of bragging rights games. Mizzou had a reign of terror of winning every single year. Now,
that, if you're wondering, is when the cheerleaders,
yes,
the girls are on like in a pyramid almost, and there's one dude down there with his hands straight out holding them in the air, and we finally won. It's back to back, right?
Yeah, I think back to back.
Our one guy. Like, he showed up now, and we need to have him on. We need to get him in the... Yeah, so we finally won that even.
He did.
Yeah, that was a good night. That was a good night. You mentioned Kofi. You mentioned Trent. Here's a clip from both of them, basically about just winning the stinking game.
This is what I play, you know. When you get bonds like this that I have with Trent and Monte, it makes you kind of, owe it to them to give them this opportunity. You know, them leaving now and just knowing that they left off on the right track with the bragging rights game. It is great, man, to see the smile on their faces, knowing that they accomplished something great.
Oh, it's special. You know, me and Monte had a talk before this game. You know, it was one of, you know, the Astro games on our schedule. You know, we had to bring it back to Champaign this year, you know. Like you said, like our last time, you know, our opportunity, you know, to bring the trophy back, you know, it was special to be out there tonight, you know. And, you know, give credit to my team, you know. They came out here and fought, you know, 1 through 15, you know, all tonight. You know, that everyone came in, did their job. Like I said, you know, we work hard for this, you know, obviously being a part of Coach Underwood and the coaching staff for these past years. Obviously, you know, our recent years was tough. But I thought tonight we did a great job. You know, we fought tonight. You know, they threw some punches, but, you know, we responded well, and, you know, guys came in and did what they did. But, you know, when that clock hit zero tonight, it felt special to hold that trophy up.
Yeah, I mean, Missouri was Frank Gore trying to throw a punch, and Illinois was Darren Williams saying, get out of the ring. Like, you don't even deserve to be in this atmosphere with us. That was dominant. And, you know, I do give Missouri a little bit of credit. They made a little run there in the first half to get it down to about five, maybe, and then Illinois just took off. And really, it was Trent that did a lot of that damage, 11 straight points from the first half to the second half. It's fun to watch him just, when he starts getting that, just move out of the way and let him go.
Yeah, and he started doing the Jordan shrug. The second three in a row, he had the back-to-back, and he kind of does the, puts the hands out and shrugs toward the crowd like, I don't know, I can't be stopped at this particular moment in time. So that's certainly good. And then I think that right after, as you were saying, late first half, which was really important, I think, to take momentum back, where Illinois had scored only 2 points over a six-minute span, and Missouri cut it to six, but really to, before the break, get it back up to 14, and Trent was a huge part of that, and then just continuing to set that tone early on in the second half. You have him go off, and then I think that he ultimately kicks one to Plummer, and then Plummer does what he does. And then it's like two lefty snipers from the perimeter.
I saw your tweet, finally.
Yeah, and Jeremy said that Lon is in heaven right now, knowing that there are two lefty just
and then
dead
Podge
eye shooters.
Hits one.
Yeah, true.
I was
this
in heaven.
This is your team, a redheaded kid from Indiana? Like,
where's my Canadian? That's the only thing I'm missing is the Canadian, because otherwise I would be in heaven. Lefties shooting it everywhere, making them. Don't they just look prettier? The shot, I mean, not the actual person.
I get what you're saying. I mean, there are some really pretty lefty strokes. I mean, I'll watch a Steph Curry.
Well,
that's a righty that's got a pretty one as well. But yeah, Plummer and Trent, when that's going, that looks pretty good to me.
Speaking of Trent. Brad Underwood, we played earlier in the first hour about Kofi and how much he just sits back and enjoys Kofi in general. But he also last night talked about what number one is doing for this team.
You know, and I mean, you know, Trent's really good. I mean, Trent's a really good player, and he's one of the more underappreciated players in the country. You know, he plays on the ball, off the ball, guards the other team's best player, never turns it over, you know, and plays close to 40 minutes every night and does whatever it takes to win. And then you put him in this game, and he understands how much it means to our fans. Our players hear it. They understand it. You know, Trent's a pleaser. He likes to try to please, and so he's been great. He's had some great moments in this contest, in this building, and happy for him. He gets to go out, you know, with a smile on his face.
It is nice to have a guy like Trent. After the game last night, when I finally went to bed, I was sitting there thinking, okay, if Kofi's gone next year, see Plummer be gone, and the Trent will be gone, DeMonte be gone. I'm like, oh, whoa. I started to get a little like anxious. I'm like, hold on a second. But you know
maybe
what?
Maybe Grandison?
Oh.
Grandison could come back eligibility-wise, but he's already going to be 24 by the end of this year and will have a chance to earn money playing basketball, right. You'd imagine, if this continues.
He came out kind of set the tone early in that game with his threes. He's just what a glue guy for this Illinois team, right? I mean, I don't know that you can correctly state what Jacob Grandison means. I think I told you one time, it's that feeling of when a certain athlete on your favorite team is on the court or on the field or on the ice, whatever it is, you can relax. Like as a fan, you almost feel yourself like your shoulders are clutched, you know, like everything's just kind of tight. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, hold on. So that's kind of how I feel with Jake. Like, when he's out there, I'm like, okay, he's going to do the little things. Last night, and I can't recall exactly what happened. Oh, I know exactly what happened. It was either, I don't know exactly, because I was going to go into it. It was either this or this, so obviously I don't. But there was either a miss by Illinois or a miss by Missouri, and Jake got up and just kind of swatted the ball a little bit to avoid a Missouri rebounder, and the ball went to Illinois, and then we either, like, had possession or it led to a bucket. But I'm like, you know, just that little thing. He just does those things.
He's such a high IQ player.
Yes.
You can tell he's a veteran. You can tell he's an older guy. This is an older team. And to have really good teams a lot of times have someone that's unsung, that isn't talked about enough. And when you have someone that is as good as Jake, because we can list off of different players on this team and if Grandison's the under-the-radar guy, the guy that's shooting 51% from three and it's six assists last night to lead the team, and I, as you talked about in the first hour, I love that play where he was smart enough to back cut when Coleman drove that. He back cut to underneath the basket, caught it, dished it to Kofi for the dunk. Like that's a winning play, and a lot of players don't maybe see that opportunity to create an offense, and that's, again, a player that's thinking the game, that is really having a great feel about him. So he's been super valuable, as we've talked about a lot here through this stretch, and as Illinois' offense has really elevated, he's been key. I know that over the last six games, I pulled this up, he's shot 20 for 38 from three, so 53% from deep over his last six games. And each and every night, you look at the box score, and he's hit three or four threes.
Yep.
And KenPom has him as the number seven player in terms of offensive efficiency in college basketball.
Unbelievable.
Consistent and super efficient.
Doesn't put up 20 points. Gets you anywhere from, 9 to 14, but every night.
Right.
And does everything else. Well, he is certainly part of the reason this team has kind of found its stride on that offensive end.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I sound like a broken record, I know, Derek, but practice. Just figuring out the balance, you know, and knowing the opportunities to play off Kofi, to play at the three-point line, to get guys shots, to figure out what lineups work and don't work. And then you have to figure out in a game like tonight, okay, they're going to scheme you, so they're going to do some things and try to take some things, some options away. So how do we go about attacking that? And that's been the process. And now we're starting to figure that out. And again, our assist totals are great and extremely high. And You know, we had the highest points per possession in the country since 2008 in the last game. So our guys are finding that balance, and that's something that I'm really excited about. And now we keep involving more people, and Brandon and Luke and RJ and those guys into the flow of things, and that's something I'm really excited about.
I ran a bite from Brad last hour on kind of the progression this team has had since Cincinnati. I believe that was last hour. I think it was. Anyway, I mean, you can't expect me to remember that from 30 minutes ago, right? I mean, come on. Well, you're asking a lot out of me, Pipes. But you've seen it. You've seen it. I mean, from the Hall of Fame Classic to now, it's almost as though, I know this isn't the case because these guys just go out and play and they don't worry about everything else, but it's got to be on your mind. It's almost that though, as though this team just said, okay, look, Curbelo's not here. So let's just quit worrying about it. Let's quit thinking about it. Let's quit wondering what we would be without or with him. Let's just go play. And you can't credit Trent Frazier and Alfonso Plummer enough for what they have done, not only taking a brunt of the offense on their shoulders. And I'm not ditching you, or I'm not forgetting you, Kofi. I totally get what you're doing every stinking night. And Grandison, I get it. We just talked about you, so now you sit over in the corner, and we'll get to you again in a minute.
He likes to sit in the corner and right? Pop threes at about a 75% clip.
If you were playing him in horse, if he ever got ahead of you, you're done. Because he's just going to go to the right corner, then the left corner, then the right corner, and it's like, that's not fair! You got to do something different. But, you know, with Plummer and Frazier, those guys are shooters, right? I mean, not that they can't bring the ball up, not that they can't handle the ball, but essentially they came into this year going, well, we got this kid, Andre Curbelo, who's going to feed us, and we're just going to be sitting there going, I'm over here. Bam, I just made another three. It's amazing what those guys have done. And I know that that's not the case, that they finally said, look, let's just, we love Andre. We can't wait for him to be back. He's going to take us to a higher level, I think. But let's just quit worrying about that. Let's just go take over this team and be dominant. Those two have been unbelievable. I mean, Plummer, what, 7 out of 8 games or 6 out of 7? He's at 20?
7 out of 8.
He's the number one transfer, isn't he?
He's got to be. He's got to be. I know that
Sheboy had 20 rebounds last night.
He's been pretty good. Jameson Battle on Minnesota has been a really good one. I mean, Minnesota's respectable, which is something that we didn't expect to be saying at this point in time.
We're going to settle that argument soon.
Yeah, there you go. But in terms of the consistency, the production, I don't know how you could say anybody's been more impactful than Plummer the last month of the season.
Incredible.
And his confidence is sky high. Love the flying arrows, shooting the arrows off into the crowd. It's just perfect for a marksman like him.
Mm-hmm. Does he feel like an older guy to you, like when you talk to him and stuff?
Yeah, he reminds me a little bit of Andres Feliz.
Ah.
And you've got the Central America vibe. You got the older.
Love it.
Took a different path. Both guys played JUCO. So he played JUCO and then went to Utah and then having this extra year, so a little bit of a similar path in that kind of a sense. But, yeah, he's a vet for sure. And how about the off-the-dribble game?
I think that
was a big thing. You see that he hits three threes last night, but had a nice kiss off the glass on a runner late in the first half. When you needed a guard to break down a defense.
Yes.
Because that's kind of where Illinois at times, and we didn't see it last night, and I don't know when it's going to happen, when this team maybe has a cold night from three. It will happen at some point.
No, it won't. You're right, though. It's going to. It's inevitable.
Or just a cold stretch in general. You're going to have someone get to the lane and be able to break down a defense. And Plummer was getting to the rim. Trent got to the rim.
Yeah, he made a great crossover.
Half.
Yep.
So that was great to see. And they just have a really good chemistry about them right now. That's why I think we continue to come back to this because this is the X factor, as Lonte accurately predicted in the offseason.
I hope it's a good X factor.
Curbelo coming back into the mix, and how does everything around him work? Because right now they are a well-oiled machine, just playing off each other very, very well. They understand, you know, where guys are going to be, how the ball is supposed to move, how to find the extra guy or make the extra pass to find the guy with the best shot, and it's just pretty basketball.
I said last hour I was going to ask you about Curbelo, and I'm going to do that after our next break. But before we get there, Trent Frazier, after this game, talked a little bit about just this team and how they're just clicking right now and how things are just working.
Well, we're getting better. It's a fight in practice every day. You know, Christian Brake, you know, we've gotten a lot better, you know, individual and as a team. You know, we've been working hard. You know, it's a bloodbath in practice every day, you know. Scout team's giving us a look, you know. They're competing with us every day, making us better. You know, that's what it's about. You know, guys that's not getting limited a lot of minutes, you know, they're making us better. You know, they're not pouting or, you know, soaking, you know, worried about themselves. They're worried about the team, you know, and we're getting a lot better, you know, and I'm happy for this team.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think we're all happy that this team is starting to roll.
I've got a couple stats for you real quick.
Ooh.
So Illinois is 10th in the country in offensive efficiency.
Okay.
Can you imagine where they'd be if they weren't 300th in turnover percentage still? Now, a lot of that is weighted from earlier on. They've done a better job here of late of cleaning that up.
Wow.
They would be easily top five
yes.
if they were just average in terms of taking care of the ball.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
It is frustrating. It's still concerning, too.
Yeah. I agree. I had a chance to talk to one of the guys, one of the coaches, and they said the same thing. They're like, I cannot figure out why we turned the ball. I just can't. You shouldn't. And I remember I said to him, I'm like, there's too many veteran guards on your team to be turning the ball over at such a high clip.
Yep.
And he's like, we got to figure it out. We've got to figure it out. So they're top 10 in the country in offensive efficiency.
10th in offensive efficiency.
And like 300th in turnovers.
300th in turnovers. So that number, if they can solve that issue, would be even higher into an elite echelon. They're 8th in the country in three-point shooting percentage. They're darn near 40% from three.
Who the hell's better than them? Good Lord.
Good question.
They're only 8th?
Yeah. It's like, they're 8th. Purdue is 6th. Clemson's 5th, Loyola Chicago
4th. Wow, listen to them.
So at the high major level, only Clemson and Purdue have shot a higher percentage from deep.
That's incredible.
And if you'd like to know, I don't know if I've said this on the radio, but I researched it for one of my recent articles. The last three national championship winners in college basketball.
My eyes just got bigger.
Have ranked top 15 in the country in three-point shooting percentage. Baylor was first, Virginia was like 8th,
yeah.
And Villanova was 11th the year before that. So you can bomb it from three, you can go really, really far in the tournament.
I think it was when Villanova won the national title, or maybe Virginia. And I remember getting frustrated watching those guys. Wasn't one of the guys' names Guy?
Kyle Guy.
I remember watching that saying, why don't we have shooters? Why doesn't Illinois have shooters? And Brad Underwood has addressed that. And he addressed it after the St. Francis game last Saturday and basically said his first couple of years, we didn't have any shooters. We had LaRon Black from 15. He was golden from that spot.
He was.
He's as good at that spot as Grandison is from the corner on a three. But you did not have anybody that could shoot. Now, did it help last year in the loss to Loyola? No. But I'll take my chances with this year's team. And the other good thing is you've got so many guys hitting it at a high clip that cold game that is inevitable that you talked about, and if it happens, we're all blaming Derek Piper, just so everybody knows it wasn't me that brought that up. But no, you're right. I mean, it's going to happen. But the good news is, okay, let's say Plummer gets cold. We've seen Trent get cold, but the other guy may not be. Trent might be not hitting him, but Plummer may be.
Sure.
Or Coleman might step out and hit him. Coleman does have a pretty shot. Or Jacob Grandison. He's never going to get cold.
You've got enough guys.
Right.
If one or two, it's not their night.
Yeah.
That you could make up for it for sure. And maybe even DeMonte might.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I was going to say might surprise you now because your expectations are totally different from where they were at the end of last year. But still capable from three, just not. Not producing at the level he was or anywhere close, you know, at the end of last year.
Oh, and then you've got Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
You can just dump it down to
that guy.
We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about Andre Curbelo. I mean, I think we all feel like he's eventually going to be back. And it's inevitable. We even said it last year. Why all of a sudden have they said the word inevitable like eight times? That I haven't said that word all year. I guess I needed to get it out the total number of times in 21 here before the year ends. But we said it last year. Remember when Iowa was out a couple of games and Illinois went up and played maybe the best a team played all last year combined? That may have been the best performance by a team in a game last year in college basketball. And then we started thinking, well, are we better without Io? Isn't it funny? So now I guarantee you that's crept into some fans' minds. Do we need Curbelo back? You know, what's going to happen when we get him back? He wasn't very good when he was here, you know, when, early on. Obviously now we're learning more that maybe he was concussed and maybe not out, you know, being himself. But I want to ask you that, like, how much better, and I only want to go positive today because it's Christmas. How much better can this team get? And what would he do to make this team better when he comes back? We need a little warm thought even sometimes. On this Christmas.
There you go.
It's like 60 degrees tomorrow. It's like 60 degrees. Mm. We all need to get our coolers.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Coolers out.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve. Maybe grill on Christmas Eve.
I like that.
I bet a lot of people do that anyway as a tradition.
Sure.
So I'm thinking you and Haley will be grilling. You'll be hammering down some Bush lattes. Haley will be drinking water.
Yep.
Because she has to.
She has to.
That's her role as the mother. I'm kidding, everybody. I'm kidding. That does stink. There's no way I could have a baby. I mean, obviously, I can't have a baby. Not in the sense that you think I have a lung. But obviously, I can't have a baby. But I don't know that I could go 9 months. I'd be like, I don't know about that. Speaking of that, since we won't be here tomorrow, when we come back, everybody get your cold ones out. You've deserved it. Saw a couple of UPS guys today. Chatted with a FedEx lady today down in Villa Grove. They're working their tail off. Make sure you get those guys a bottle of water, get them some food if they come into the place of office. Those guys work their tails off to get you the packages that you're putting underneath that tree. All right, we're back. We'll do a little salute to them. It is the drive. Hey, the Bowl. Morning. You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
During this holiday season, Cunningham Children's Home and each child, adult, and family we've served this year would like to express our appreciation to the Champaign-Urbana community for your support of our mission to see every child thrive. As 2021 draws to a close, we thank you for providing hope to our youth and families throughout the entire year. We wish you a safe and merry Christmas and a blessed and prosperous new year. More details about Cunningham Children's Home can be found at cunninghamhome.org. Cunningham Children's Home. Hope begins here.
If you need carpeting, tile, hardwood, you'll find it at Neverman Floor Artisans. Sit down with their experienced design team, and they'll be happy to guide you through the process of any home design renovation from start to finish. They have the knowledge and the experience to bring your dream to life and give you the luxury living space you've always wanted. Let them show you what the Neverman difference really means. Off Route 45, 9 miles south of Champaign in Tolono. Or visit them online at nevermanfloorartisans.com.
Prairie Gardens Totally Christmas Clearance Sale is going on now. Santa approved. Incredible end-of-season savings on all your favorite Christmas decor, Christmas ornaments and Christmas accents, Christmas ribbon, florals, wreaths and garlands, Christmas stockings and skirts, party goods, cards, bags and wrap, Christmas candles and fragrances, Santas and snowmen, all at great end-of-season savings. Hurry in for the best selection. Prairie Gardens Totally Christmas Clearance Sale is going on now.
College basketball season is finally here. Gear up to support your Fighting Illini basketball team at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. From basketball jerseys to t-shirts and NIL merchandise, Game Day Spirit is the one-stop shop for all Illini basketball fans this season. Shop with them in-store in Champaign at the corner of Neal and Kirby, in Campustown at the corner of 6th and Green, or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Need a garage door to be replaced or repaired? Need a brand new one installed? The name to trust is Banco Overhead Door. Banco services all types of garage doors and openers, as well as quality CHI overhead doors. No job is too big or small for Banco. Whether it's residential or commercial need, they're here to serve all of East Central Illinois. Stocked with a vast majority of supplies, makes, and models, Banco offers the most complete service in the business, and all jobs are completed by fully trained and insured garage professionals. Give them a call today at 217-590-4080.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
The hottest deals and best service in appliances is bar none at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This winter, stop by the new renovated showroom on North Neal and check out me, Jay Layman, on the big wall and see if you can say, wow. Dennis has a great deal on top-rated front-load laundry pairs from Electrolux. Get them while on sale and in stock with a free 10-year protection plan. Visit them at appliance-world.com or at the corner of Neal by Interstate 74.
Welcome to the holiday edition of the Trucker Lives Matter radio show, brought to you by Gail Frerichs Trucking. Today, we're asking the kids of drivers to tell us what they want for Christmas. Ralphie's up first.
I want an official Red Rider carbine action 200 shot range model air rifle. But my dad says with what his company pays, I'll be lucky to get a pair of socks.
Oh, Ralphie, you'll put an eye out. But if your dad worked at GFT, he could afford that air rifle, new socks, and a bunch of other stuff. Tell him to call 765-793-7131. Lou Ann is up next.
Last year, my daddy didn't make it home for Christmas, and he's gone for a month at a time. So I just want him home.
Lou Ann, all of TFT's drivers are home for Christmas to spend time with their loved ones, and they get paid for it. That's all the time we have for today on TLN. All you CDL drivers, call GFT at 765-793-7131 and tell them Dixie sent you.
Hey, this is Brad Blumenschein again with the RE/MAX Collection, your luxury home specialist. And I'd just like to say thank you for the past year's customers, for the trust they put in me with the buying or selling of their home. Also, my luxury partners, that's Brett Shaw Painting and Decorating, that's Colby Jackson Country Financial, Jared Lyons with Edward Jones, 217 Inc., and Nick Schneider with Four State Bank. They've been terrific to work with, and I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Holidays are legendary at Merle Norman, and gift sets have arrived. Choose from legendary lashes for head-turning lashes, legendary skin for youthful-looking skin, and legendary cheek for rosy radiance. Sets come tied in ribbon and ready to check off your list. Shop limited edition gifts at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road, Champaign, Illinois. Follow us at the Champaign Merle Norman on Facebook.
Have you been to Pards in Urbana? Well, you need to go to Pards in Urbana. Here's what people are saying. Great customer service, friendly staff. They treat you like family. I love Pards. I was very impressed. Great service. Very neat store. I was greeted and asked if they could help me. That's why you should go. Check them out. It's Pards in Urbana. They're between University and Main. It's on Maple. Pards in Urbana. Or visit Pards.com. Pards.com. Lawnmower2.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse.
Hey, so I noticed Ryan Walters, Corey Patterson, Aaron Henry,
Terry Hawthorne.
Terry Hawthorne. They were all having some fun there at the game.
They certainly were.
They had great seats.
They really did.
My goodness. I would assume.
And they didn't have a laptop to worry about getting broken. See, from that close up, the ball flying around, I get nervous.
Everything went fine? I saw Henry tweeted out a thing about with his shoe, and he goes, I could trip a ref from here. That's how close he was. Isn't it funny that even those guys that are like collegiate coaches on the football level, they're all geeked up to sit like courtside.
That's really cool.
At a college basketball game. It's neat that they, of course, Corey Patterson from that St. Louis area, Ryan Walters coached at Missouri, but he was wearing his Illinois gear last night. They had a cool like pullover on, or was it a jacket or a pullover? I'd have to look on Twitter. I think it was a pullover. But yeah, it was cool to see that. I left our mics on at the last break for a little bit. So I hope everybody caught that cool story I was telling about last night down in St. Louis.
Revealing details about the media contingent.
Correct.
Had a drink or two after the game. Yep.
I always love how it's a drink or two. Hey.
Yeah, nothing more than that.
No, that was it. So, Andre Curbelo, when it comes to sideline cheerleader, he is as good as anybody I've ever seen. He's flexing for guys. I'm loving everything about it. I love the fact that he's a great teammate. And when I see this team in general, they all look to be great teammates. I mean, Kofi comes out of the game last night, gives Brad Underwood a big bear hug from behind, you know, just big old smile. You know, Coleman Hawkins was smiling, doing things. I mean, you know, I love that. There's no reason why they shouldn't, but I love that. I love the chemistry there. You know, Brad is one of these coaches that he coaches hard. And you and I, you more than me, have maybe seen some of practice, but certainly the last couple of years been a little different with COVID and such that you can't really sit in there and watch him. But I don't think there's any doubt that Brad is a coach that gets on him. He coaches him hard.
Yes.
But yet the respect they have for him is apparent. And all of these guys get along great. And Andre Curbelo is certainly a big reason for that. He's a type A personality, huge personality when it comes to that. He's a great kid, super nice, and he hasn't played much. And when he hasn't been that good. It's not the Curbelo that we knew last year. It's certainly not the Curbelo that we thought we'd see this year. If we get that Curbelo, the one that everybody was talking about, a possible second round in the NBA draft, a possible All-American, a possible best point guard in the Big Ten. Mm. If Illinois gets that guy, how much better can this team be? Is that possible? And how does he make us better? Us being Illinois. Sorry for the unprofessionalism.
I think that there's going to be... I look at it this way, and I don't think this would be outlandish to say. I'm not saying it's a for sure thing, but with Curbelo out of the mix, Illinois could still be the second best team in the Big Ten, in my opinion. I wouldn't give them the edge over Purdue right now without Curbelo, because I think that over the long stretch of the conference, you're going to need your peer point guard. You're going to need a guy who can break down a defense. And I just think that he's that valuable from that standpoint. If he's able to be even just the guy that we saw at the end of last year, and I know we talked about this, not, you know, forget all the projected steps forward with his game or elevating to first team All-American potentially. I know some people projected that for him, jump shot improvement. If he's just the same guy he was last year, which was the sixth man in the Big Ten, which was sixth man of the year in the Big Ten, which was a guy that last 10 games where you're facing a lot of ranked teams, 15 a game, shot over 50% from the field. Maybe not great from three, but I think he can take you to the level of getting to the Final Four. I really am a believer in that.
I agree.
And I do expect to see him at some point here, maybe within the next month. I think that's the expectation, or at least the hope. And again, we've mentioned that you don't want to assume too much because of the nature of this injury. I want to say, to your point, like, seeing him last night, being willing to coach up guys. Like,
yeah.
When Brandon Podziemski comes to the bench and Curbelo puts his arm around him and is like pointing things out and that's showing awesome. Like when the ball moves this way and just trying to show him things and being really engaged. At one point, he was getting on the referee's nerves Illinois was up 20-something and someone got shoved. It might have been one of the picket after the play bumps that Frazier got. Yeah. Curbelo's literally walking out on the floor, like animated, like, my teammate just got shoved. And the guy's like, you're not even a coach.
Like, I don't want to
hear this from you. But Curbelo was adamant. I mean, he's involved, but he can really take it up to another gear. Now, I think that the way that he approaches the game when he comes back is going to be interesting because he's got to understand that there's a lot going for this team right now. I think that's to the benefit of maybe his mentality when he comes back. He's not going to feel like he has to try to do too much. He's going to have to get back into a rhythm. He's going to have to shoot the three at a decent rate, at least better than what he's had so far. That's not been something. I mean, he's a 16% career three-point shooter. So when he's on the floor, it's going to be obvious because you can put lineups out there right now with what Illinois is doing around Kofi, and you say, who do you leave?
Exactly.
Curbelo's that answer if he's on the floor.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
well, I'm saying without Curbelo out there, you throw out your regular starting lineup, or you sub in Coleman Hawkins off the bench, whatever it is, who do you leave? There's not an obvious answer because there's a lot of really good shooters. Curbelo would be the one, non-shooter. So can he make that three if they're going to give it to him, or can he at least – if no one's going to be on him when they kick it back out, can he then drive the lane, hit a mid-range, hit a floater, break down the defense again to then find the next shot? Like, that's one thing he's going to have to answer. But
that's a great point.
Really talented player, obviously.
And he's so smooth and skilled and so talented dribbling and creating that he's the kind of guy that not only just penetrate, but he could dribble wing and force whoever's guarding Plummer to have to come over just for a split second. And that's all it takes, right? Then that little pass, boom, Plummer's wide open.
Yep.
Or at least open for a split second to hit the shot.
Are you on the same page as me? Would you agree that without Curbelo, you'd give the edge to Purdue? Or do you think it is neck and neck even at that standpoint?
I still think Purdue's a little better.
Yeah.
I do. And I don't know why, because I think they're a little bit better. They've got the size to at least contend with Kofi, and that's something hardly any other team has. So they can contend with him. Plus, they shoot the ball better than us, which is amazing, from deep, Sasha. I mean, they kind of have that mentality, too, with Matt Painter. I think when it's said and done, the way we think of Matt Painter as a coach is the way others will think of Brad Underwood as a coach. And that is nothing but high praise, because I think Matt Painter does an unbelievable job. He has basically gotten that program to where this is how I'm going to win, and this is who I'm going to do it with, and we're going to do it every year. And they do. And now I think Brad is getting to that point of doing that. It's amazing. All right. I said that everybody needed to throw one up in the air for our delivery drivers, everybody that's getting the packages. I mean, it's automatic that we're throwing one in the air for Santa.
Have to.
That dude and the reindeer and those elves have already done their job. So, you know, I mean, well, I guess they're probably working late, I guess. I mean, I'm thinking that they're even there in the North Pole. I'm guessing they still are, like, churning out gifts. So, you know, we always give credit to them, but how about everybody else on the local level that gets us our packages? So since we won't be here tomorrow, I want to give a token of appreciation to you guys. You know who you are out there delivering and getting it done for us. Here's to you. ready for Christmas. Santa! Trevor on the bottom has Will Ferrell as the elf. It's Christmas Eve Eve.
Santa's coming.
Santa! Oh my gosh. That is... I'm trying to figure out what... Okay, I want to ask you when we come back, what's the one show you have to watch before Christmas? Not that you haven't, but just every year, that's the one. We'll do it next. It's The Drive. And you can answer as well. 359-2255. There goes the music.
PDR Automotive has been in business since 1973. That's 12 presidential elections. PDR can service your vehicle, whether it's powered by gasoline, diesel fuel, hybrid, or totally electric. Change is inevitable, but one thing you can always count on being consistent is PDR and their ability to service your vehicle no matter what you drive. Specializing in advanced electrical systems. Online at PDRauto.com. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9400. Even on the most perfect day, the unexpected can happen.
Watch out for the garage
door.
But with just one call to Banco Overhead Door, your problems will be a thing of the past. Trust their licensed professionals to fix your garage door right the first time. Reach out to 217-590-4085. Find out more at bancodoor.com. That's BANKCODoor.com. Banco Overhead Door, getting both you and your garage door back on track.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at longsautomotiverepair.com.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champagne, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampagne.com.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. If you're listening and you've never been to a true barbecue joint, you need to stop a minute and come check it out. It's all about the local meat. It's all about the preparation. So aside from the typical barbecue offerings of brisket and pulled pork, turkey, we also offer our own spin on a few non-traditional sandwiches. You can also find our fine products in some of Central Illinois' best grocery stores. Stop by and check us out. That's HumbleHogBBQ.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Not really.
I'm watching it fall.
A little bit of a bummer, honestly.
Michael Bublé. This is definitely a CD I listen to all the time, Michael Bublé. Another is Straight No Chaser. I have been throwing out great stuff about that group for years. It is an a cappella group from, I never say that name, that word right. Is it a cappello or a cappella?
A cappella.
Okay. I think I always put the O on it for some reason, but I mean, you people know me by now. So it's Straight No Chaser. They're a bunch of guys from Indiana. They went to Indiana University, and they were all literally going off to be attorneys and doctors, and they said, why don't we just do this singing thing? They come to the Virginia Theater once in a while. I don't know if they're coming this year, but they are incredible. And if you get a chance to listen to them, I love it. The 12 Days of Christmas, the variation they put on that is funny, and it's awesome. The Christmas Can-Can, that is Andrew and I's favorite song. So those two, I love a little Jimmy Buffett Christmas music because he throws that Melakalikimaka. So, I mean, little things like that are some of the best CDs.
Melakalikimaka is a thing.
Why do I automatically think of Christmas Vacation?
Christmas Day.
Oh, I'm just enjoying the...
That's the...
Whatever of a winter morn.
Send some, you from the...
You know what? In a bathrobe, empty in a sewer. Empty in a...
Here we know.
Toilet into the sewer.
Will be green.
Don't forget the guy that lights a match within 100. Okay, what's the one movie that you have to watch every year?
We're on the same page of this.
Yeah, right there.
It's Christmas Vacation.
Boom. That's automatic, right?
Don't get better than that.
No. There is nothing better than watching. And this year, I've actually, like, when I was sick around Thanksgiving, you know, I like 5 days down at our farm, I didn't see anybody for 5 days. And I watched that show like 4 times. But there's been years I've watched it 30 times. My brother-in-law, David Elzey, who passed away at the age of 40 years ago, loved that guy to death. He and I would sit down and watch that probably 15 times on Christmas. And David always had to get up early in the morning. He worked over at ADM. And he would invariably, by the time like they picked out the Christmas tree, well, it's not going in the yard, Russ. By the time they got to that point, I'd look over and Dave has already, his head, he's asleep, holding his natty light and would hold it for an hour.
Really?
And then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, Dave, I'm going to go. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And he'd get up, he'd take a drink. And then he'd go pitch it. He'd go to bed. What a wonderful man, David. I miss you, buddy. His birthday was December 22nd. Christmas Vacation for sure. A couple others. I love Polar Express. It's kind of the kids' movie, but I love it. I just like the premise of it. Mm-hmm. I think Tom Hanks is unreal in it. And then It's a Wonderful Life. That show is a great show. Any others that you...
I always love... Home Alone was my favorite growing up.
You know, that was me. I was Macaulay Culkin.
You were.
In that. No, that's exactly what I looked like when I was that age.
Nice.
It's so funny.
And I love Four Christmases.
Oh, yeah.
With Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. That one is hilarious.
That is funny. That's a good call right there. That's sneaky good. Okay. You know, we usually play this little outro, but not tonight. Not tonight. It's Christmas time. And maybe, I mean, there are so many Christmas songs that I love. It's hard to...
You just can't beat that one.
You just can't. Well, listen, you have a wonderful Christmas, you and your family. I know you and Haley are excited because, well, we're T-minus about 5 months.
Oh, man.
4 months for...
4 months away.
Little pipes to come along.
That's right.
Little lawn pipes. They're going to name
it. We haven't decided on the name yet.
Lante
so.
Pipes. That's going to be his name. Lante.
I'll bring that to the Christmas Eve dinner table and see how that plays over.
That would
over.
Be the first one out. That's the automatic worst pick of the night. Well, no, but Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to Trevor, everybody at SJ Broadcasting, everybody that listens. I mean, we can't thank you enough for what you do for us. And all of our sponsors are wonderful. I love this time of year. I get giddy. I just think it's... We go through so much as a country. We go through so much. And there's such a pull right now for our country in both ways. And look, it's going to happen. But maybe take the time over Christmas to just forget all that stuff. Just put a smile on your face. Yeah, have some fun. Open those gifts. Enjoy it. My kids, maybe sleep in a little.
Enjoy your loved ones.
Amen.
Enjoy a Cardinals victory on Christmas
let's
night.
Go! Let's go to that. I'm in on that. All right, buddy. Merry Christmas. Merry I'll talk Christmas, to you man. Next week.
Sounds great.
It is The Drive. ILL, baby.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.